you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Oh my God.
Are you kidding me?
So good.
It's amazing.
What was that?
It's so us.
Oh my God.
It's perfect.
That was so fun.
Whoever found that, you're my new angel.
Who was it, Frank?
Who was it?
It was Bobbeth.
Bobbeth.
They both pointed to
Frank,
each other.
You guys are pointing to each other like
who stole it? You guys are blaming each other.
Jesus.
Someone stole it.
It was a group effort.
Oh, okay.
It's really good.
It's fucking fire.
It speaks to my soul.
Oh my gosh. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Broad Topics. Actually, this is not just another episode of Broad Topics.
No.
We would be fools to say it was just a regular episode.
This is the damn episode.
This is our first episode on the Gas Digital Network, and we're really excited to be here. It's our new home. It's so crazy being in this studio.
It's wild. I've always wanted to, you know.
I've always wanted to podcast in here.
Sit down behind one of these here mics and do a show.
I know.
It's a big deal.
Yep.
Here we are.
And that's really fun.
And we have producers.
Yeah. We have producers.
We should introduce ourselves first, though. You're right.
We're going too quick.
Just
we're
jumping the gun
you
over here.
We haven't had much. Whoa. New money over here. I got a fake fur.
I'm excited about every little thing I've got right now.
I'm Kim Congdon. I'm here with my co-host, Alex Scarlato. And this is Broad Topics.
Hell yeah.
And I'm really excited. I guess we should introduce our producers.
Hell yes.
I'm excited. We've got two of the best damn producers in the house.
We do.
We've got Bobby.
The one and only.
Bobby
Hutch.
Hello,
ladies. How are you?
Hello, good. Bobby. How are you?
Good to be here.
We're really pleased to have you, Bobby. We mean it.
Yeah, I love you guys. So this is fun.
Are you excited to produce our show for us?
I am really excited.
Are you going to be loyal if we tell you to sabotage another podcast, will you?
Whose side are you on?
Oh, boy.
Wait. I mean,
I didn't know it was gonna
do
come
you
to
take
this.
Sides like that? Can we do something, you know?
Whenever my shows put me in that position, I get really awkward about it.
Oh, great.
It's
I
intense.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait to do that. And then our other producer, I don't know Frank's last name, but it's
Hold
Frank.
On. I definitely know it. Can I say it?
You could try.
I know it. It's McKay, but it's spelled like McCaw.
Isn't that Brian's last name?
Yeah, but he spells it like McCaw.
What do you mean, like McCaw?
Not by choice.
How do you spell it?
C-A-G-H.
M-C.
M-C.
C-A-G-H.
I've been told it's Gaelic as fuck.
Okay, I can't even imagine those letters together in my mind. That's fucked up.
I only have a smoked honey pen, so I can't write with anything.
You could smoke it in your head.
I could blow out the smoke in the shape of his last name. Also, Frank asked me to start calling him Francis today.
No, Frank. Like, what?
We've
you
known
can't...
him for about 8 or 9 days too long for that shit.
Okay,
at this
yeah.
Point.
You had to come in day 2 or 3 and change, go from Frank to Francis. You can't just make.
Sorry. Sorry, man.
Francis? I kind of like Francis.
I like it,
too. Set it up for grabs, whatever you feel like calling me.
You know, I don't hate Francis.
Francis is cool, but it's like, you know, we've known you for like, what, 6 weeks now?
Yeah, you know, it's actually, I think it's still in the time frame you can change your name. I hate a motherfucker that changes their name like years after you've known them, where everyone's like, oh, this guy's going by this name now.
Right.
It's like, and they have to send out a whole email.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, everybody, just so you know, Bobby's going by Bill. It's like, no, we're not calling Bobby Bill. I would literally rather Bobby die than me have to call him Bill.
I went through a short phase where I had people calling me Rob.
Oof.
Yeah,
and
really...
did those people, did you ask people to change from Bobby to Rob?
Well,
or was it new people who you were like, I'm Rob?
It was new people, and it was with a girlfriend, and it was really awkward when she was being when she was around my family, and she was calling me Rob, and my whole family was like, okay, what's going on here?
Yeah, I had a roommate, and her name was Angela, and I called her Angie, but everybody in her family called her Gabby. And I was like, what?
Nope.
You can't just be two people.
Also, yeah, like the nickname for Angelo is Jack, apparently. Like I had a grandfather, Jack, who I've recently learned that his name was Angelo.
Dick and Richard.
What?
You ever met someone named Richard that goes by Dick? And you're like, you're fucking off, dude.
Yeah, we have one who comes around here sometimes.
Get him out. Don't let him in.
Yeah.
That's an unstable person.
Yeah, Dick. What's up?
I'm Dick. You just go by Dick and you're just like, this is it. You're wrong. You're just not right about your name.
If your name is Richard, you should go by Richie. Because also Rich is an asshole name, too.
Rich sucks.
Rich sucks. You're like, oh, I'm rich.
It's not good.
Like, no.
Yeah. I don't know. Fuck.
Anyway.
Anyways.
That was good.
Is it anyway or anyways?
I don't know. I still can't figure out if it's all of a sudden or all of the sudden.
All of a sudden, all of a sudden, all of the sudden, wait, all of the sudden, wait, all of a sudden.
I can't figure it out. All of a sudden. They both sound right to me.
All of the sudden. I think it's both.
I don't know.
All of a sudden.
All of the sudden.
All of the sudden.
Yeah.
Anyways. Anyways. What's going on, Alex? What you got?
I don't know. I wanted to correct a statement that. We both made the statement on the show last week, but
what did we do something wrong?
Yeah, just a little bit.
What
I mean,
we do?
I think we pretty emphatically declared that gorillas would be the best animal in the world.
People were hitting me up about that. They're like, you'd fuck a gorilla. And I was like, straight up.
And we said it over and over again and we were super duper duper sure of ourselves.
Right. What are they like selfish in bed?
Yeah.
They don't let you come. They can't find the clit. I knew it.
I got a message from Mike Harrington this morning that was just a screenshot of his Google page that says, today, and this is today, not 10 years ago, today, the average erect gorilla penis is 3 centimeters or 1.25 inches long.
Okay, while that's very disappointing, you have a tape measure? Oh my gosh, you know what? No, that's not a gorilla dick.
It's that.
There's no way.
It is. It's that.
There's no way it's that.
It's that.
That's the, if for those of you who are just listening, a gorilla dick is just like the top part of your thumb. From tip of thumb to knuckle.
That's exactly what it is. It's the tip of my thumb to the
There's
end
no
of my
way
finger.
It's that small.
Yeah.
Can we Google a physical gorilla dick? Because
yeah. So I think we just need to retract our statement.
That's such a front to be so big with such a small
dick. They're like banging on their chests and shit.
I guess they're compensating.
Yeah.
Oh, they're just like men.
But they look good though.
They do look good.
Yeah.
And it's like if they eat pussy, who cares?
They could like use a strap on or something, right?
Okay.
Whoa.
Huge balls. See, they're hot.
Whoa. Their balls, they could fit 1,200 of their penises inside of their balls.
Yeah, it's true.
It's like, you know how you could fit like 26 planet Earths inside of Jupiter or something? That's the way that a gorilla's fucking balls and dick.
Wait,
work.
Is that its dick?
Yeah.
What? I didn't even see it.
That clit is a dick.
It was like one of those highlight magazines in the doctor's office. That was fucking crazy. It just popped out when I looked at it too long.
You've been looking right at it, girl.
Wow.
Yeah.
That shit is crazy.
It really is.
It's so small.
Yeah.
How disappointing is it?
How disappointing.
Are they growers?
And those are balls that you can't even get in your mouth if you wanted to. It's like,
why?
What's happening? Those balls are like melons.
Oh, yeah. They're big balls.
It's wild.
There's nothing to do with a gorilla genitalia,
there's
honestly.
Just nothing
he
fun.
Has to do stuff to you.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm not going to say that I know the best animal to fuck. I'm just going to say that it's probably not a gorilla. And I retract everything
I said. I like when you first said the statement, though. You're like, just so you know, this is not 10 years ago. This is today. As if like gorilla dick evolution is happening at a fucking speeding rate.
Well, yeah, because I thought it was weird that the answer on Google says today the average erect gorilla penis size is 3 centimeters. Like,
yeah.
Was it different 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. I mean, it probably was different like 60, 70, I mean, 100
I wonder if they've been getting
ago,
bigger or smaller, though.
Had to have been getting small. Can you Google how big a gorilla's dick was 100 years ago?
I don't think 100 years ago. I think you should go with like 50,000 years ago just to be safe. Thank you, boys. Do you guys know offhand? Nobody knows offhand. I thought Bobby
no,
might know.
I'm sorry. I don't know gorilla dick knowledge. So
okay, well, we need a different producer then. No. I don't need a producer that's going to be Googling facts.
This is going to be a problem. Guys, if we ask you a question, whether you know it offhand, make it up.
Say.
16 inches. How about that?
Oh, well, well, well.
Okay.
Well, well, well. Call me Jane Gooding. What was her name? Goodall?
Goodall.
Goodall. Fuck. What did she even do?
Okay. I don't know much about it at all.
Yeah.
But I think that Jane Goodall, she was like, I'm going to picture like 15, 16 years old. And she was like, I'm going to study the gorillas. And she had like a big flouncy dress on, like kind of dressed like Mary Poppins and like an umbrella for the sun, you know, like when you're walking around just for the sun.
Yeah.
And like just walked into the jungle and sat down with the gorillas. And she was like, I think I'll stay. I think I'll stay for a while.
She was, what was that show? There's Darwin. We found him. And Donnie, he found us. But between me and you, something amazing happened.
Wait,
and now
on.
I can talk to animals.
Are you reading a script?
It's
the wild Thornberries.
Yes, she's like that.
She talks to animals.
Yeah.
Okay.
Between me and you, something amazing happened, and now I can talk to animals. It's cool, but totally secret. And you know what? Life's never been the same.
I'll tell you, it always pissed me off in that show that she felt that she needed to keep it a secret. Was that part of it? Would she like lose the powers if she told somebody?
I don't know. I don't know what the punishment was.
Why the
and it
fuck?
Seemed like she was punished enough because she was like had like terrible hair, braces. She had these hot dog lips.
She could have made money though talking to animals.
Dude, if you could talk to animals.
They had that fucking Humvee thing. She could have gotten them out of that.
They had that moody sister.
Yeah.
All she wanted to do is like get fucked when she's like in the woods with her parents.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm just here with my parents. I'm just so fucking soaked and wet all the time.
I fuck one of the gorillas.
I fucked a gorilla. Not great.
Yeah. Is it bad that as a kid I didn't like that show that much because the cat, like even in cartoon form, I was like, they're not pretty.
No. A lot of my friends had that problem. I would judge cartoons.
Yeah. I want to watch a hot cartoon, obviously.
Yeah.
Like The Proud Family was like hotter.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
Like who else?
Who was hot?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of
Aladdin
like cartoons.
Aladdin was fine.
Aladdin was fucking hot. Yeah, all the Disney princesses were fucking gorgeous. They're like 10s.
Yeah, but who would you have fucked if you had to fuck one cartoon character? Who would it have been?
It definitely wasn't. I think it was Prince Eric.
Prince Eric from Little
Mermaid.
He was probably the hottest.
And they like had a statue after him.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah, but he's like kind of a bitch.
Yeah?
He didn't really do great at like saving her or anything. What'd he do the whole time? What's his purpose?
He's pretty hot.
What'd he do besides being fucking hot with a low-cut shirt like that? Oh, you know who he looks just like?
Who?
Whoa! Whoa! Prince Eric from Little Mermaid looks exactly like the dad from the guy from Chippendales or the you know, the three chipmunks.
Alvin and the chipmunks. Chippendales
guy.
Is naked male dancers. I'm so confused. Right now.
Alvin and the Chippendales should definitely be a mashup that someone does.
It's Dave from Alvin and Chipmunks. Is
yes.
Dave.
They look Dave. The same, right? They have facially.
Okay, they do.
They're the same. That's the same man.
You're right. It was probably the same
really
actor.
Good,
wait, can we get a different picture of him in the blue? Not such a like faggy one.
I mean, oh, that's him with his family of chipmunks. Yeah, they do look pretty much alike.
That's Prince Eric. He just raises chipmunks now. That's
he's
him.
Way more attractive
Dimple?
As Prince Eric.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Well, he's not getting pussy in the other movie.
Can we see John Smith from Pocahontas?
Because
he was like blonde.
I mean, John Smith was fine, but Coco-um?
Coco Homme was hot too.
Coco Homme was.
We've talked about this kind of recently.
A baddie. Coco Homme was a baddie.
But hold on, look at John and his hair, the way that that hair flips.
Yeah, but he's just such a rapist killer. And I mean, so is everything about him. He's no, I don't like it. I'm not into that.
I don't know. Better than Prince Charming still.
Who?
Prince Charming.
I don't even know who that is.
You've never seen Cinderella?
Oh yeah, but like whatever.
She had a lame prince.
Yeah, he was ugly as fuck.
Have you not even heard the term Prince Charming?
No, I've
heard that's
what
happened.
I was like, what is that? Someone that like is nice or something? What is that? Someone good?
Yeah. I don't know. Who would you would fuck Coco Homme?
Coco Homme. Because when I was little, I hated him. I was like, he's so stern. But then when I got older, I was like thinking about it. I was like, Coco Homme is a bad bitch. He's quiet. He's the dad's. He's like the going to be the new king of leader of the tribe or whatever the fuck. He hunts. He fishes. He's shy. Like all the girls liked him. He's everything. And he wasn't pompous like Gaston, you know, like he wasn't like.
Right.
He was quiet about it. He was like, I'm a bad motherfucker. I'll rip this dude's head off if I need to.
Right.
He was bad.
I was thinking the Beast even.
Oh, now we're back to gorillas.
Go wild.
The Beast, I'm sure, has a gorilla-sized dick.
You think so?
Yeah, he was too angry.
You don't think the Beast is like schlepping? We've talked about
okay,
this.
Okay, imagine the Beast dick.
We have an episode called Beast Hog.
Okay. Oh, no. We already ran out of material. We have nothing left.
It's just such a natural conversation for us to have.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
What's up?
I don't know. Well, we're back to the drawing board on the best animal to fuck, but we could kind of save that for another time.
Well, no. Let's dive into this.
Yeah.
Because if it's not a gorilla,
then what is it?
It has to be a dolphin. Imagine slippery sliding all over a cute little dolphin.
Do they have good dick?
I think they have really good dick.
They have corkscrew.
Oh, they have corkscrew.
Yeah.
I need something.
Can you guys search the most human-like penis in the animal kingdom?
Well, there's a dolphin dick for you. It's not. It's more of a hook.
Oh, I don't like that.
Doesn't look that bad.
I mean, it looks like I could fuck it.
It's just a little sharp at the end.
Yeah, I don't like the way it points, but like it would do.
It's like a curved dagger.
Did you ever hear about that dolphin? The lady that was like jerking off the dolphin. He wouldn't perform tricks unless she jerked him off.
They had like a thing.
And they eventually had like a relationship. Like she started getting into it. He started getting into it and they like liked each other.
Cool. That's cool.
Isn't that kind of hot?
It's kind of hot. It's like, that's your dolphin, man.
Yeah.
Whatever. You want to jerk a dolphin off? Like, power to you. You got a dolphin to jerk off. You're already doing pretty good.
That's true. That's true. Do you put that in your... I mean, do you put that in your little black book?
I don't know.
Do you bring it up or do you keep that secret?
It's like, be and grateful. Like, do you know how many people might want to jerk a dolphin off who have no access to a dolphin whatsoever?
Yeah.
You're in great position.
You can teach a dolphin to fuck you with its bottle nose.
That's scary.
Why?
Because like they're so
strong. Then
it could
fuck you and also take you through the water.
You could accidentally just swim into your insides and wear you like a suit.
Yes, he could swim into your pussy and just keep on going. You could basically ride him belly on his face.
So you're basically the doll. You're the front head of
you're
the
ball.
Now.
You know the ball that they have in SeaWorld? That's what happens.
That's crazy. Yeah, I guess so. You have to fuck underwater with a dolphin though.
No, I think it could
come up to the shore.
I think it could keep you just skimming off the top.
I like that. In a couple inches of water.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's a piece.
Wait a minute. That's not what you just showed us, Bobby. This must be a black dolphin. This is fucking more like it. I could see me being upside down, right? Like hugging it style, missionary, the dolphin on top.
Uh-huh.
My legs wrapped around it and it like swimming fast while I have scuba gear on.
I like that. Except your scuba gear has just one hole in
the
slit.
A slutty little dolphin slit.
A little slit.
As I like to call it. For my babe flippies. Look how hot that dolphin is.
That's good. That's a
really
good
choice.
Do you think
people legitimately like find animals attractive like that and like go like, oh yeah, like I'd fucking.
Yes. Oh, this is kind of funny.
What?
I had a girl, like my best friend in high school. I still don't fucking know whether it's true or not.
Okay.
My best friend in high school had this like thing about telling me that she was attracted to horses.
No.
And she used
They to, have scary dicks.
Yeah, and she used to like fuck around with me all the time, and she was like really crazy and would say crazy shit. So I would always laugh it off and be like, ah, that's hilarious. And she'd be like, yeah, I just like, I see them in their muscles. I just want to go up and touch them. And she would go on and on and on. And to this day, like, it was always like, okay, but you're joking, right? Like, you're joking. She'd be like, no.
To this day, she still wants to fuck a horse?
No, to this day, I still don't know whether she's joking or not.
I think she's probably already fucked that horse.
I just always felt like she was just fucking with me.
Can you Google sexy horse?
This is just becoming a bestiality podcast.
Also, they're just gonna quit. They're gonna be like, we don't want to produce this podcast. All we're doing is Googling animals and their hot dicks.
Yeah,
I've seen a lot of animal penis right now. So
are you like right now in this moment, or are you just having your life?
No, we've been Googling up different.
I was like, is this like a hobby for you? Like collecting stamps?
No, here, just
yeah, bring up that one, please. Let's see her.
I'm so excited.
I'd have a threesome with a
with two different animals.
Yeah, now we're getting crazy. If I were to have a threesome with two different not okay, really. This seems more about the woman than the horse.
I mean, the horse is kind of sexy, I guess, but next to the woman.
The horse is
kind
of fat. The horse has dad bod.
Can we see?
Oh, okay. I get that.
That's a stallion right there.
That's a fucking mommy.
I get it.
Oh God!
Look at
damn.
His fucking mane.
Is that a Tinder profile picture for that horse?
What?
Holy shit! I've never seen a hotter horse.
Look at its fucking hair.
Okay, this horse legitimately looks like a dyke lesbian, right?
I feel like it looks like Fabio.
Yes, or that.
Yeah,
like I said, a dyke lesbian. That is insane.
Yeah, I get it. It's like you can't fuck a horse; they're too big. But like, if I had to jerk an animal off. I guess I'd maybe jerk a horse off.
I'd jerk a horse.
Yeah.
Anyways. I'd jerk a Clydesdale.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Cool.
Cool.
Cool. We're on the same page.
Great.
Our podcast is number 48 in Albania right now. Isn't that exciting?
Wait. No. You're kidding.
No.
It's number 48?
48.
Where's Albania?
Okay. That's a great question. I'm going to guess right now.
Okay.
I think Albania would be somewhere near like... I'm going to say like Russia, maybe near Bulgaria. I think Albania borders
That's a really
Bulgaria.
Good guess. I have no idea where Bulgaria is.
Me either, but they sound like they'd be in the same area.
I'd say Albania. Is it in Europe?
I mean, Albanians, thanks for listening to the show.
Yeah, if you're listening and you're Albanian, I'm sorry. Is it in Europe?
What do you think they do there? Listen to our podcast and that's it?
That's it. What if we are the most famous people in Albania?
Oh my God, we should go.
We should go. What are the laws? Will they kill us?
It seems like a fun thing to be
Anytime
famous.
I think about traveling outside the U.S., I'm like, are we good?
Yeah, I've almost never been out of the U.S. besides well,
and it's not even about like the country. It's about like us. I get it. Not wanting us. If I was in another country, I wouldn't want Americans in my country because we're like violent and weird.
I get that. I also have to worry about like drug use when I leave the U.S. Like,
oh, yeah.
A place where I could get arrested and kept there forever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know, I was wanting to go to Thailand and I was looking up some stuff about going there and it was just like saying like I read a story about a girl like American girls that were there and they found money like Thai money on the ground and they tried to buy something with it and they got arrested because it was counterfeit and they've been just like stuck in jail
wow.
during their vacation. Yeah.
How would you ever know? Like, you just wouldn't.
You just don't pick up
money. Put any piece of paper in front of me right now and tell me that it's fucking Thai money.
I know.
And I'll believe you.
Thai money also sounds like the name of a rapper.
Thai money. Yo, yo, Thai money, yo. That's Thai dollar sign.
Thai dollar sign.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what it yeah. is. Okay, that's legitimately someone who does music. Fuck.
That's great. Well, shit.
I think I'm getting laid tonight. Should we talk about it?
That's up to you. That's pretty exciting.
That's exciting, right?
Yeah.
You know, I realize
it's
that
gonna
I'm
be
not,
the beanie and the fagini.
I'm not as good at like at as at like the game as I used to be.
Isn't it nerve-wracking?
It's scary. And it's just like, I just think the problem is, and this is the truth, I think that it doesn't matter what everybody says now. I think that it is so much easier to have sex when you're just so drunk.
Yeah, for sure.
With someone, when you're both just hammered and you're like, let's do this. I know that we're not supposed to say that anymore, and that's how like you get raped or whatever. But
that's when you're like the most down for anything.
Yes.
You're like, I could do anything.
Dude,
right,
get
now
me hammered enough, you can fucking sodomize my parents in front of me.
You heard it here first, everyone.
Yeah. So I don't get as drunk anymore.
So
it's hard for me to.
Are you planning to tonight? Are you trying get to drunk? Get fucked up and
no,
fuck?
This guy I've already hooked up with, so
okay,
it's fine.
Yeah. Do you like smoking weed before you fuck?
Sure.
That's fun.
I like having a couple drinks. I like having a couple drinks and a smoke.
I
nothing
get that
crazy. I like a good buzz, a giggly buzz.
Right.
You know.
Then
nothing
good
crazy.
Right, right, right. I'm so with you there. That's pretty exciting.
But it's great. But
you,
it's hard to. Yeah, but this is like, it's not as exciting. You know why? Because it's not like a hunt. It's just like, oh, I'm in town. We've hooked up before. What
right
up? I like the,
like, is it going to happen or not?
Yes, yes. That's the thrill for me.
Right. I get that.
And why is that so fun?
I don't know. I don't like that part as much.
You don't?
No.
You just like the hookup part.
Yeah, I like to get down to business.
Oh,
you know?
Not me. For me, it's like the thrill of the days before, like being excited. I like sneaking around.
Okay.
I like being attracted to someone, and you're like both at a party and you can both feel that attraction, and then you're like kind of like both wanting to like hang out but not let people know that you're talking. I like that feeling.
Right. I think I just get nervous immediately. Like as soon as I make eye contact with someone at a party and it feels like we might be into each other, I won't talk to that person the whole
really
night. Yeah. I get freaked out.
No.
Totally. Totally.
You get freaked out? I would feel like you wouldn't.
Mm-mm. And I'll do like weird things like when like saying goodbye later on, like if I'm like saying goodbye to them, mm-hmm, and they'll like go for a hug and I'll like lean back and wave, like I'll just get so fucking hands-offy and weird.
Me and my cousin went to a bar the other day and I was like, let's go talk to guys, let's go drinking and let's go talk to guys. She was like, cool. So we like got all cute and we went out drinking, we went to get some drinks, and we were at this place and we found one like bar chair, and then this guy who was really cute stood up and was like, here's a chair, and was gonna like give me his chair and keep standing there with his friend. It was like two of them and me and my cousin. I was like, oh no, it's fine, don't worry, thanks. And I like ran away and my cousin was like, you idiot.
Yeah,
she was like, you are so bad at this. And I was like, what? And she was like, I was like, I didn't want to make him stand. And she was like, he wanted to talk to us.
Yeah,
look how cute they both are. She was like, look at them. And I turned around, they were like models. It was so sad. It just was sad.
That's me. I totally get that. Yeah
I was just
in the moment, I'm like, oh, no, it's okay. Don't worry. Like, I couldn't possibly bother you in any way.
No, please let me stand out of your way, my king.
I'll just be watching you from the corner.
Fuck.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I don't know, dude. Whatever. It all sucks.
Yeah. You'll have some fun.
You'll have some fun.
Get pounded out, sister. Let it happen.
Yeah.
Be yourself.
Do you get more slutty when you're drunk?
I don't really get drunk anymore, but yes, definitely.
But you did get more slutty. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you get so slutty when you're drunk? What is it?
It's all just loose. Everything's hanging loose. It doesn't matter anymore. You'll say whatever you want.
You will.
You'll fucking walk up and touch people who you wouldn't usually touch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I, oh, man, if I think about the way I acted when I drank in college, I'm like, I don't know. I remember being, I get so slutty that I'm like, I'll talk. Like, I'll be like, I'll do this to you. Things that I would never do.
Right.
And I get this, like, confidence. I remember one time I told this guy he could put his dick anywhere when I was drinking. And then
you had to retract that statement later
no,
on.
No, meaning my ass. And luckily, he said, no thanks.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's like, no thanks, I'm good. And I was like, all right, cool. Because I'm, and then I had to back out and be like, because I'm not into that either. I was just doing it because I thought you'd
I would
it.
Never.
I would never.
Yeah, the last time I was fucking wasted was at my first Skankfest. And I was like,
oh, I didn't go to the first. Wait, was
it your was
first?
The second Skankfest? It was the second one.
Did and we I think meet it, at the second one? We met then.
We met at the second one. Yeah,
that's the first time you got wasted.
No, that was the last time, the most recent time that I got wasted. And it was like a shit show. Like I was like hanging all over people. I was sitting on laps. It was like a thing. Like, it. Yeah, it's too much.
I don't know. It's too much. I hate every time I drink. It the hangover is so bad for me.
Mm-hmm.
I get this fucking headache all day.
It's weird to me that there's like almost. I mean, there are many hard drugs that you could take where mm-hmm. you feel way better the next morning than you feel from drinking.
Mm-hmm.
It makes my brain feel like those drugs are better for you than drinking is.
I feel great when I do mushrooms or acid the next day.
Yeah, like the following day, I feel like relaxed, mm-hmm. refreshed.
Mm-hmm. Same. I'm actually in a better mood. Mm-hmm. After the day after doing mushrooms, I don't know why. I feel like very like cleared.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've giggled all my giggles out.
Alcohol is the devil's juice.
Is it? But it's so fun sometimes too. Sometimes you get the perfect drunk with the perfect people.
I'm also a baby. I don't like the taste.
You got to find the right drink, sister. What do you drink?
I like nothing. I don't like the taste of anything.
You don't like beer?
I don't like beer at all.
Do you like sweet drinks?
That'll fuck you up even worse the next day, you know, like a margarita or something crazy.
That's not what we're talking
crazy.
About. You said you don't like the taste.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't like the taste of a margarita.
No.
Have you tried a pina colada?
That I like. A daiquiri or a pina colada, I would say, are the only drinks that I
That's
could like
not
drink
true.
All day.
If you like a pina colada or a daiquiri, there's many. You got to find your drink, girl.
Okay.
Do you like sour drinks?
No.
Yeah, you like them sweet.
I like them sweet.
You like them sweet, you dirty slut.
Hell yeah.
You order a sex on the beach, you fucking bitch.
I'll slurp them right down.
No, I bet you will.
Yeah.
Cool.
One day we'll get drunk together.
We've never been drunk together. That's insane. Mm-mm. Wow.
No, not cool. at all.
Fuck it. What can you do?
Fuck it straight to hell.
Just keep doing other drugs.
Yeah.
Whatever. Tweet at us if you've ever been drunk with Alex.
Nobody has.
And let us know what she's like.
Shit.
Alex, do you remember your first hand job?
Yeah.
That you gave?
It turned into my first blow job because I was so awful at it.
He was like, can you just stop?
No, I made an executive decision.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's so hot. How old are you?
16.
You were like, I just got to put my mouth on this.
Yeah.
You're like, you did it as an apology?
Well, you know this story, Kim. It was down by the bay.
Oh, God.
It all happened on the same day. We were down by the bay.
Where the watermelons grew.
We sat down on a bench. There was just like the fucking bay streetlights on. Super not romantic, honestly. And also this bay is like right next to the fucking Cross Island Parkway. So it's just cars fucking speeding past, like the sound of cars speeding past. You can barely even hear the water. And
sounds hot.
Yeah, it was fucking hot, man. Then I put my hand on his dick and it
Did you initiate?
No, I feel like he initiated. He pulled it out and I was like, I'll deal with this. That's fine. And then as soon as I touched his dick with my dry, it was like my hand had like was bone dry. It's like I usually have clammy hands and this was the driest
I got nervous.
Ever been. And it couldn't have been more than 10 or 15 seconds before I was like, oh, this isn't going to do anything for him. I'm going to need to use my, it felt sluttier to spit on my hands like the first time I'm ever giving a hand job and fucking work with spit like that than to just fucking lean down and do the.
Do you think there's someone that gives so many hand jobs that their hands automatically start sweating before they start?
like
you know,
like sweat lubricant?
Yeah, you know, like I found out people do that with their assholes. Like, okay.
What? What?
Yes. Okay. I
didn't know
you
could make your asshole do anything.
I think a gay guy told me that gay guys can get wet in their ass.
I don't believe that.
I swear.
I'm sorry.
I swear. Bobby's giving me a crazy look. Can you Google, can gay guys get wet in their ass?
Also, if gay guys could do it, why wouldn't straight guys be able to do it too?
Well, straight guys can probably do it, but gay guys are...
They do it more often.
They're doing it because
they love it.
Yeah, yeah. Or straight guys that like it in the ass, I guess. But you know what I mean.
But like you have to train your brain to like send some moisture down there. Like you got to get fucked a few times before your asshole's like, wow, I need lubrication.
I think it needs to know. It needs to know. That's like the same. It's like the same reason like rape victims get wet. It's like because the body knows that like it's happening. It's not even about being turned on.
I think you're talking about like prostate juice like leaking down into the anus if you stimulate the ass properly, because that sounds right.
Because
one time on the SDR show, Jay and Ralph got their prostates milked.
Wait, you can milk a prostate?
Apparently,
that's
you
fucking
can.
Disgusting.
If you put your finger in an asshole and you like tickle it just the right way, like milk will come out.
No, yeah. I think that's what it being in
that
a,
must
what
be what it
is.
Is.
Yeah,
yeah.
Was I right though, you guys? There
I
is.
Mean, I don't even
it's
know
it's a quick Google search. I don't understand what the issue is. Do men get wet out of their assholes? What is Google saying? What's happening?
There's a anal prep sheet here.
What?
Go that's back, fun. Can back. We look at the prep sheet?
Get that first one. The first one.
excuse me. Okay. I just have to print a prep sheet.
Anal sex prep. Anal sex practices. Gay man. Reproduction.
Hold on. Do you treat your ass differently if you're a gay man or a straight woman? Is there different practices for gay men and straight women? It's like, don't we all have the same ass?
We don't have.
I would say there's more of a shaving process.
That's true.
But wait, dude, we don't have like the things that make us come in our assholes, right?
No, but that's a lot of steps.
That a prostate is it leads to your semen. It's not anything that gets released from your ass though. When you're milking a prostate, it's milking it through your dick. You're pushing out the semen from your prostate. In through your dick.
Oh, I thought that the idea was that milk was going to come out of their buttholes.
No.
That's disappointing.
It's disappointing either way, honestly. It's not great. I don't want to imagine Ralph being milked ever in my life.
They were both on his bed facing each other, looking each other in the eye.
No.
Yeah, with two Asian women on either side
milking
of the bed.
Them.
Milking them.
That is fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
Wow. Great.
So, anyways.
So, yeah. Gay guys can get wet in their ass, so I don't care what anyone says. That's just the truth.
Okay. That's a fact from Kim.
Facts, facts, facts.
Yeah.
Facts, 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 facts.
So that's good to know, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Anal seems just like not the right ticket. I guess if you're gay, sure. But if you've got a pussy, use it. That's what I always say.
You know, gay guys call buttholes bussies. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that bussy. It's a boy pussy.
In the bussy?
In the bussy. I fucked him right in the bussy.
I fucked him in the bussy.
Isn't that kind of hot?
Bussy kind of sounds good.
Bussy.
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 I guess every man has a bussy technically.
What? Right?
It's like you don't have to be gay to have an asshole.
I guess you're right. Right?
Bobby, yeah. How your bussy doing?
Damn, Bobby, what that bussy do?
It's not wet, that's for sure.
Okay. good to know.
Slang term used by gay men to, what is that?
Connote?
Connote. Boy pussy in reference to their anus.
Why is Urban Dictionary using words like connote?
I've never even heard connote.
It's like, bro, you're trying to be
connotate,
academic.
But not connote. Trying to and be... not from Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, it's
I thought
too
it was
much.
A trick.
That's too much.
I was like, what kind of food is that?
Connote.
Connote. Filled with the creamy. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
What else?
I'm going to... this weekend,
mm-hmm.
I'm going with my parents upstate to a fall harvest festival.
So white.
It's going to be so much fun. No, it's actually a Halloween harvest festival.
Okay.
So there's going to be like haunted mazes and a haunted house and a haunted hayride. Is this
I
a
love that you're
activity?
Going with your parents to a thing that they would bring a 5-year-old to.
Is this a child's activity?
Yeah, no, yeah, for sure.
Okay,
no, but it's kind of cute to go with your parents.
It's fun. My therapist has been saying that that I might be stuck in childhood in a not good way. She's like trying to get me to like move out of my parents' house and stuff like that. And I'm like, but I don't want to.
But
she's
we're
like,
going on a hay ride.
I'm like, I don't want to. And she's like, that's the problem. Like, you should want to.
Yeah.
But
they're letting you have it too good there.
Yeah.
They let you have it too good. Dude, Alex runs the house. Alex goes in the house. She fucking shoves them in the face when they try to kiss her. She fucking...
I walk in. I spit at their feet.
She takes a master bedroom. They're like, Alex, would you like us to change the channel for you? Dreary, what would you like to eat for dinner, my lovey poo?
I eat the food off their plates, damn it.
One time her mom texted me and was like, hey, manicures next weekend? Not you. I meant Alex. I was like, oh my God. The whole family's monsters.
We're very close. I don't know what to say. Yeah, so I don't know. It's fun. I want to be a kid forever. Whatever. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm going to a fucking Halloween Harvest Festival.
Do you go trick-or-treating?
No, but I did until...
You pause.
Way too long.
How late did you trick-or-treat for, you crazy?
I think I trick-or-treated the year that I was 15.
No, you can't trick-or-treat with your parents with pubes, Alex.
No, not with my parents. Not with my parents, with a group of friends, but I still went and trick-or-treated.
Oh, no. Yeah. I think it ends around 15, 14.
I don't know. I remember going up to people's doors and getting the reaction of like, what the fuck are you doing here? And that's when I was like, okay, this is the last time, not next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
It's embarrassing when you show up in like a costume that you thought was fucking great and people are like, ew, you're an
adult. What were you when you were 15?
Can't remember. Possibly a ballerina.
Have I ever told you when me and Lewis dressed up on Halloween and I almost got beat up in that bar?
No,
it wasn't even my fault.
Chiquita Banana?
Mm-hmm. In a Chiquita Banana costume. First of all, we were going to do the Impractical Jokers cruise. And the cruise was taking off from New Orleans the day after Halloween. So we were like, let's fly in early. Let's do Halloween in New Orleans. That'll be so fun on Bourbon Street. Bad idea. And they're like, me and Liz are like, we'll get all dressed up. It'll be so fun. We'll meet our friends. We are meeting like Bert Kreischer and Tony Hinchcliffe and all those guys and Ari and a bunch of friends. And it was going to be a fun time. And they were all like, hey, meet us at this bar. We're all going to be there. Me and Lewis, like, I handmade my Chiquita Banana costume. I had all these fucking fruits hot glued to my head. It was ridiculous. Lewis went as a Ninja Turtle. He painted his whole fat body green. He gained weight to look like a turtle, I think, that week. You know how he goes back and forth. And then that week, he looked like a turtle, wore a green shirt. We looked stupid, the two of us. Like
full costume.
Full costume adults. And then we're like, well, it's fine. We're meeting everyone on Halloween on Bourbon Street. It'll be fun. Thinking that all the other comics were going to be dressed up.
Mm-hmm.
And then they give us the address. We show up to this very nice place. And it was just people in like very nice clothes. Like, it was like a suit and tie fucking restaurant. It couldn't have been any more embarrassing.
That's awesome.
And we roll in as a turtle and a Chiquita Banana Girl. And all the comics are like, what are you two doing? Instantly start making fun of us. Right then, the fruit starts coming apart. All my fruits are falling through the whole night. People are taking grapes and putting them on my head.
People are like eating your fucking fruit off your head.
It's so annoying. It wasn't even real fruit. It was just hot glued Michael's fruit. But we go to this bar. And I'm waiting in line for the bathroom. And this is like a movie. And there's someone taking a really long time in the bathroom, which I realize now was a bartender doing drugs. And I'm waiting. This guy cuts me in line, tries to open the door, gets frustrated, starts banging on the door. And he was like, come on, hurry up. And then walks away. So it made it look like
it was you.
It was fucking me who did it. And then I walk away before the person comes out. But I guess the girl came out and she saw who was walking away and it was me. And she legitimately tried to fist fight me at the bar. She tried to fight me. And I kept being like, I didn't do anything. And she had like an upside down cross, like a possessed nun. And she was the scariest looking bitch I'd ever seen.
Fights on Halloween are the greatest.
Yeah.
And two people in costume fucking the shit out of each other.
The two
is the best.
Yeah. I'm like, I can't fight a nun.
Chiquita Banana's fighting a fucking demon nun right now.
That's so funny.
Yeah. You should have fought her.
I know.
That sounds great.
She deserved for me to fight her, but I was like, whatever.
Fuck yeah.
But I got framed. I hate that. When you're like, I wasn't even me.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
You know?
It's like, have some patience, goddammit.
So frustrating.
Man needed a place to do his drugs.
I know.
I have respect for that.
I know.
All the respect in the world for that.
I fucking do.
Yeah. That's a terrible feeling when you're in a public bathroom doing drugs.
Ugh.
It's awful.
Don't miss that.
It's the most paranoid feeling ever.
Don't miss that.
You're like trying to figure out how long it would have taken you to pee. And you're like trying not to make it seem like you had to take a shit in there. You know?
Yeah. I don't like it.
You're trying to fucking do cocaine and the only spot that's in front of you is like a fucking bathroom stall ledge of some kind. And you're like,
this line might kill me anyways.
Dirty pads have been just sitting here. Like,
oh, I hate it. Disgusting. That is so disgusting. Public bathrooms are fucking foul.
Bad shape if you're ever doing
going to a bathroom and you can tell someone had some pussy infection.
You mean by the smell?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the worst.
Yes.
Do you guys deal with that as men?
Pussy.
Bobby said, I just saw him say, my God.
I've never thought of that in my life. Really smell the next, oh my God.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sometimes you go in a bathroom, you're like, something's wrong with the last person that was in here.
Think about it. Lady sits down, fucking pulls her pants and undies off. It literally fills up the tiny little stall that she has her business.
I've never thought about that.
And then it doesn't leave.
She leaves, that shuts the door, and it's just fucking garbage in there.
God, that is awful.
Yeah, you could smell a bacterial vaginosis.
Yeah, I mean, you could smell, obviously, if someone just took a shit in the bathroom, but never, you don't smell a penis. I guess the most you smell is just the dried up piss on the side of a toilet bowl or the urinal or something.
Yeah.
I always wondered how smell works. Like, am I inhaling particles of her vaginosis? Like,
Is that what it is?
Why I smell it?
For
because
sure,
like
yes.
No. Little particles of vaginosis came off her vagina and into the air.
Yes.
So they're like in my body now.
You're just inhaling shit flakes.
I know. I told that to Lewis once after Harrington took a shit in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. I was like, when you go in there, you're just ingesting Harrington's shit. If you're smelling it, it's in you.
Oh, Harrington is a you.
It's part of you now.
I am herringbone.
Yeah.
Hear me roar.
Yeah, smelling things is scary.
Oh, fuck, that's gross. Anything bad you've ever smelled that person's inside of you?
Yeah.
Ew. So we're all just built up of each other,
I guess so. Yeah.
I don't like that.
There's a little bit of my vagina in you, and there's a little bit of your vagina in me. No, that's not true, because we can't smell each other. We have
dust
to be able.
Dust is the same thing. It's just dried skin cells, all dust.
Ew,
oof.
Gross.
Woof. Yeah. That's pretty gross, too.
And then you inhale it, and you're just breathing it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I hate it. I hate it all. It's making me sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
I'm dizzy after that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, vaginosis.
Vaginosis.
They couldn't have given it a better name.
Vaginosis.
I'm sorry.
It sounds like a pussy came back for a revenge.
Like,
for sure.
Are you kidding me? You had to call it vaginosis. It sounds like my vagina is gonna fucking die.
It smells like it.
It does.
It's rough.
It does.
Bacterial vaginosis is the thing that created the rumor that pussies smell like fish. Because if you have bacterial vaginosis, it smells straight up like your vagina. Bobby, have you ever known a girl to have that?
Yeah. Yes, I have.
It doesn't it smell exactly like fish?
It smells exactly like fish. It's really bizarre.
Disturbing.
Not
right?
even fresh fish, like fish that's been out on the table for like 12 hours.
It's like market fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like when you go to like an Asian fish market and like you see them with the heads on them there and everything.
Yes. Yeah. 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 If you pull down your pants, it has eyes.
It's
just
flopping
does.
Around.
It's not good.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But yeah, we've been punished by having to smell that shit in the stalls. It's fucked up.
It's awful. Have you ever seen like somebody fucking just leave a tampon in the corner of a stall? Just they could have put it into the toilet and decided fucking not to.
Oh yeah, that's frustrating.
Like what?
You know what has happened to me a few times? I've like been in the process of putting a tampon in and it slipped out of my hands and rolled to the stall under me.
Mm.
And like then there's been someone in there and you can't be like, hey, can you send that back?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to touch it. And I just don't say anything. That's happened to me like 2 or 3 times.
That's pretty
life.
Bad.
That's never happened to you?
No, definitely not.
Yeah, I fumbled a tamp.
But over the course of my 4 years at in high school, in all girls school, there were like 3 stray tampons that we had to have like meetings about. Like the whole school would be called to an assembly.
No.
Yeah. To be like, this tampon was not disposed of properly. It's disgusting, and it's going to get you're putting us all in danger of disease, and nobody wants to see our tampon. It would be like a 45-minute meeting.
No.
It's great.
If you guys don't stop leaving your tampons out, we're going to make you take out your own tampons, and we're going to compare smells until we find the victim. I mean,
no, there would
the perpetrator.
The perpetrator. There would be things like, if we find one more tampon in the auditorium, everybody in the school is going to have detention.
No.
Yeah, some bitch had a fetish about leaving her tampons around.
It
I don't
was
know
like
who
Matilda. And they're like, everyone after school, eat this chocolate cake, you crampy bitches. Bruce, 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 Bruce. Who's in my house?
Until you consume the entire confection.
The entire confection. So good.
Her blood, sweat, and vagina juice went into that tampon.
You know what I found out about Matilda is that Matilda's mom in real life died during the shooting of that movie.
And the girl who...
Yeah.
That's so sad.
And then she had to keep shooting it. And Danny DeVito was like really nice to her. As he should have been because she was a child whose parents died.
That's fucked up.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah. I know that the doll that Matilda carries, the actress made the doll for the movie.
Really?
Yeah. He wanted her to feel like she had some kind of like creative power over Aww. Things. So she got to make the doll that Matilda carries around in the movie.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's fun.
I thought that was cute.
That is really cute.
She does
an
not
ugly
act
ass doll,
anymore.
Though. I could tell she made it.
Yeah, it looks exactly like,
like a
something
dumb kid
that a 6 year old would make.
She is not cute now.
She doesn't act anymore. I've never seen her in anything.
No, she's like, I don't know. I think she's a writer now.
She's in Mrs. Doubtfire.
Mm-hmm.
She's mad cute in that.
She was on Miracle on 34th Street.
Sad.
Mm-hmm.
Sad one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, if you're listening, Matilda, tweet at us.
If Matilda's listening, tweet at us. Yeah, that's her now.
Oh, she looks exactly like she did when she was a kid, actually.
She was much cuter as a kid.
Yeah, well.
She should fuck Haley Joel Osment and they can make some talented children together.
Cute, talented babies.
Oh, look at the doll.
Oh, she made it.
It's scary.
It's not bad.
They should make a Halloween movie out of it.
I'm sort of impressed.
Are you?
Yeah, for a kid.
Fuck it.
You ever make a doll, Kim?
No, but they have those places now. They have a whole thing, a whole store for that.
That's true.
It's very easy.
I've never been to one of those stores.
No, that was for the rich friends when I was growing up. My mom was like, don't even look at the fucking store.
Yeah.
She was like, we're not putting a heart in a teddy bear. My mom would like mock me. She's like, we're not putting a heart in a teddy bear and making a wish for $98. I was like, don't even fucking think about it.
It hurts so bad when your parents are mocking the thing that you want. Holy shit.
And my mom was like, we could rip open a bear and we could put our own heart in it and stitch it back together. And I was like, you're evil.
My parents were super negative about certain things, like those fucking Heelys shoes.
I wanted them so badly. I was too old already, though.
My parents were like, you'll break your neck in those. That was their only answer. No.
That's such a parent of an only child
don't
excuse.
Even think about it.
My mom was like, please break your neck. I have so many children.
Yeah. The Heelys were a no-go. Oh, kids looked so dope on those, though. They'd just be like, and they'd just be gliding around.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So fucking dope.
They should bring those back.
We should get a pair of Heelys for ourselves. I mean, I think they're still out.
Do you think we could learn to ride Heelys?
Dude, if I had Heelys, imagine how much easier it would be to get around New York.
Yeah.
Just push.
You're allowed to Heelys in the street? Why not, right?
You have to be allowed to Heelys. It's just walking with style.
I know you can't like longboard in New York City.
You can't?
No, I don't think so.
Why?
Maybe I'm wrong. Not on the sidewalk.
What a mean rule.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess it's sidewalk shit.
Oh, okay.
I wonder if
sense.
You could Heelys on a sidewalk.
You can definitely Heelys on a sidewalk. You're not taking up much more room.
You got to be in the bike lane to Heelys.
Oh, that's annoying.
That's annoying.
They should do fronties. Everyone skates around like Michael Jackson.
Woo! Woo-hoo! I like it. Thinking about it, I would break my neck in them. But we should get them anyway.
We should.
Yeah.
I'm down to wear them.
It'd be so fun.
So fun.
I love it.
All right. I think that we should have... Are we...
You want to put a condom on this one? Yeah. Wrap it up?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's put a condom on this bitch.
Okay.
And wrap her up.
Just for safety, people.
We don't want to give you the broad herp. That was bad. Can you cut that out?
The goner topics.
Goner topics. The goner topics. What other STDs? The chlamydia broad. The
broad crabs.
Broad
syphilopics.
Broad vaginosis. All right,
stinky,
you guys.
Stinky.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Broad Topics. You can find me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram at Kim Congdon. Check out stonescienceyoutube.com/stonescience. And also, we have t-shirts now available on podcastmerch.com. Okay, check out. We have two t-shirts and they're fucking dope. They're broad really topic dope. Shirts. And we're really excited about them. So if you want to get a shirt, do that. You can catch our free live stream every Thursday at 9:30 p.m. on the Gas Digital Network. That's gasdigitalnetwork.com/live right after High Society Radio, which is really fun. Great podcast. For access to the live chat, bonus content. Woo! For access to the live chat, bonus content, and all of our full episodes on demand days before
they're available on iTunes and YouTube, subscribe to gasdigitalnetwork.com. And if you use the promo code TOPICS,
T-O-P-I-X,
you could get a 14-day free trial, a discount on your membership, and access to all the shows on Gas Digital on demand. So it's super duper worth it.
Yes. Stop being a bitch and Venmo me. Whoa. Holy shit.
What?
Was that a drop?
What?
Yeah, also, quit being a bitch and Venmo us.
Hell yeah.
If you Venmo us, we're going to insult you. Any amount over a dollar gets an insult.
Can we hear another drop? What, are you still a baby? Be a man.
These are so good. Those are good. Wait, is there more?
Can everything we hear one? I say is slop and you're going to eat it.
Whoa.
That's really good.
Holy that's shit. Really good. Why are the drops turning me on? They're sexy, right?
I feel like you saved the best one for last, though.
I just want to be stretched. You fucking pig.
That's good. Whoa. They're really good. Wow.
I'm elastic, baby. Stretch me out. No, I really want to be stretched. when was that? Who was that girl?
I'm elastic, baby. Stretch me out.
That was really good, you guys. I'm very happy with those drops. Alex, where can everybody find you?
You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at I am Alex Scar.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yes.
Did I already say that full episodes drop for free every Monday on iTunes and YouTube?
Oh, and well, I don't know subscribe? If you did, but and that is a note. We used to come out on Thursdays, but now you can look forward to listening on Mondays.
Yes, every Monday on iTunes and YouTube. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star review to support our show. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.